Some legal characteristics of a check. A check is a written instruction to a bank payable on demand. There's no legal requirement that a check be dated. The holder of the check has authority to put in the date. It can also be done by the bank. Post-dated checks are not invalid, but the bank would not cash such a check if presented before the due date. The bank would ask you to come back on the date shown on the check. And you should not accept a post-dated check unless you are prepared to wait until the date shown on the check. If the post-dated check is presented at or after its due date, the bank should pay, even if it knows that it is really a post-dated instruction and that payment has been refused on a previous presentation. A check may be dishonored for various reasons. For example, the person who signed the check, called the drawer, may have ordered the bank not to pay on it, or there may be insufficient funds in the account. If a check is dishonored, the drawer must pay damages to the person who physically holds the check unless he can make out a defense. The most common defenses are 1. That the holder of the check has not given value for the amount shown on the check. 2. The holder has failed to give notice of dishonor where it is required. 3. The check was issued and delivered for a specific purpose, and that particular purpose has not yet been fulfilled. 4. The drawer's signature on the check was forged. 5. The check has been materially altered. 6. The holder has obtained the check by fraud. 7. The drawer was forced to issue the check by threat or other means. 8. The check was issued pursuant to an illegal contract. However, in some cases, the check may be wrongfully dishonored by the bank. If that's so, the drawer can sue the bank for breach of contract. Hong Kong courts regard a check as being the same as cash in hand, so that the law favors the person who physically holds the check in most situations. Thus, the person who signed the check may sometimes find himself being liable to a complete stranger who's come to have lawful title to it. In order to protect himself against this, the drawer should cross the check by putting down not negotiable and or account payee only on the face of the check. If a check is crossed with not negotiable, a third party will not obtain any better title to the check than the payee has, and the crossing account payee only serves as a warning to the banker with regard to the collection of a check for someone other than the payee. In an extreme case, the drawer may put down not transferable on the check. This means that the check is only valid between the immediate parties to the contract referred to on the check. Be careful when you write a check or accept a check as payment from another person. Look to see whether the check is an order check or a bearer check. If it is a bearer check, you should try to take it to the bank immediately, because if you lose it, the person who finds it can cash it, because he is then the bearer of the check. You should always ensure that the person who gives you a bearer check writes on the back of the check instructing the bank that this check is only to be paid to you. If the check is then stolen or lost, no one else can cash it. Always look to see if the checks that you deal with are order or bearer checks, and take appropriate steps to protect yourself in case you lose a check. Remember, the law regards checks almost as another form of cash, and if you lose a check, someone else might get rich at your expense. This is only a brief introduction to the legal subject concerned. Before you take any action which may have legal consequence, you should first seek advice from your own lawyer or make an appointment at any district office to see a volunteer lawyer of the free legal advice scheme.